name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
I will hear what the Lord God has to say.
A voice that speaks forgiveness and peace.
Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Amen.
May we confess our sins. Almighty God, whose sins are sorry to guide men to the Holy Child Jesus, we confess that we have not always followed the light of your word. We have not searched for signs of your love in the world. We have failed to praise your Son's birth and refused his peace on earth. We have questioned the good news. We have expected little and hoped for less. But we are truly sorry for our sins and repent of them, asking for your mercy and for the sake of the holy innocent suffering and death of my beloved Son, Jesus Christ. To be gracious and merciful to me, a Lord, sin for me. Amen. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
The Christmas Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, who sent his Son as my Savior on Christmas Day. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, announced by the angels, and worshipped by the shepherds, adored by the blind men, who lived to suffer and die and rise again, to free us from sin and death and the power of the devil. I believe in the Holy Ghost, who has brought me to faith in the Christ of Christmas. From his continuous work in my heart, I am never led to labor before the feet of Christ, the treasures of my love, and live under him as my King, both now and forevermore. And please be seated. Reading from Micah, chapter 5. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been forth from old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand in the feet in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. A reading from Isaiah, chapter 9. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nations and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in the harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is confused by noise, and garments are rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and with fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So far the Isaiah reading. We continue with hymn 70, Hosanna to the Living God. Beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came from the witness to bear witness of the light, of all, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but God, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. So far, the reading. We continue with hymn 85, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 15.
Thank you.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast into her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And then the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he said, He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. So far the gospel reading, a reading from Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, jealous of good works. So far the readings. We continue with hymn 76.
Thank you.
from St. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the house of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. And then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass that as the angels were gone away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. So far. Hymn 98.
Thank you.
from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is the greatest news report, and it's based upon St. Luke chapter 2. And I'd like to read a couple of verses once again. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very afraid. And then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So far, please be seated. Today, with our modern technology, we receive news that happens in an instant. And yes, we are living in a period of history in which there have been some great and important events that have occurred. However, no news report will ever equal the news report of that first Christmas 2,000 years ago. It was the news report of the Christmas angel, For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A child was born in Bethlehem. So far, that's not unusual. We're told you shall find the child, and we shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Well, there's always been poor people, unable to clothe their children properly. Now, granted, it's unusual that a child should be born in a stable. But after all, Bethlehem was overcrowded, and there was no room for them in the inn. But what really makes this birth announcement very unusual is the statement of the angel as to the identity of his child, which is Christ the Lord. This child, born in such poor circumstances, is the Christ, the Messiah, the promised one of God. And the marvel of all this is this, that God became a man. The frail child lying in the manger is Almighty God, the God of heaven and earth. This child, so desperately poor, wrapped in rags, is the preserver of man and beast. And this child, nursed at his mother's breast, satisfies the desire of every living thing. Yes, the Son of God, who is true God with the Father and the Holy Ghost, took upon himself the flesh and the nature of man. No wonder St. Paul wrote, without a controversy, without a question, great is the mystery of the godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. Even though this child is found wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, he is nonetheless Almighty God. Almighty God in human flesh. And we are told that the wise men came from the east to Bethlehem. And when they saw this young child, they fell down and they worshiped him. Worship a baby? Worship a human being? Was not that idolatry? No. No, indeed not. For this child is the Lord our God. They were wise in worshiping him, and we shall be wise if we worship him as Christ the Lord. This child of Bethlehem is our Savior. He is a mighty Savior, even though he lies weak in a manger. In fact, for this reason, our Lord became a man, that he might take our place under God's holy law and fulfill it for us, to suffer the penalty of our sins for us, and therefore save us from eternal damnation. We were all sentenced to death. We're told the wages of sin is death. We broke God's law. We were condemned to death, to everlasting punishment in the torments, plural, of hell. But what glad tidings of great joy we hear in Christ, we
we have as our Savior. Christmas is the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We no longer have to fear death. We no longer have to fear eternity. For unto us is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, much news reported today may not directly concern us, but the Christmas news is for the greatest news of all, because it is vital to each and every one of us, not just for a day or a year, but for throughout all of eternity. It is still the greatest news, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There were only a few shepherds who heard this first news on that on the fields of Bethlehem on that first Christmas. But this good news is of great joy, was not intended for them only. No, because the angel announced, which shall be to all people. God began with a few shepherds, but we are told that after they saw the child of Bethlehem, they made known abroad the saying which was concerning this child. This good news of great joy was not intended for them only, as the angel announced, which shall be to all people. God began with only a few shepherds, but we are told that after they saw the child of Bethlehem, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. It spread from mouth to mouth, increasing each year. Christ is the Savior. He is the Savior that has been born for us. And from thousands of pulpits, this good news is being proclaimed this very hour, this morning. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Indeed, it should be proclaimed. This child of Bethlehem is the Savior of all mankind and womankind. I'll throw that in just for the heck of it. And this greatest piece of news is also most reliable. It's trustworthy. So much news we have today is fluff. We're not always quite sure if it's the truth or not. And so often it does not really make much difference to our lives personally. But when it comes to this news, our eternal welfare, our eternal salvation, it makes a tremendous difference. Thank God that it does. Because we can be assured that the news report on that first Christmas is factual. It is true. It is not only a fact that a child was born in Bethlehem, but the significance of this birth is also factual. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This news bulletin came directly from God, God Himself, through a most reliable reporter. It came from the lips of one of God's messengers, His holy angel. The shepherds had no doubt at all that it was a communication from God, for the glory of the Lord shone round about them. St. Paul confirms this when he writes, "This is a faithful saying and is worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and we are sinners." My dear friends in Christ, this Christmas will truly be happy with this faith and certainty in the first news report of that first Christmas. Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David what?
A Savior,
which is Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
administration of the Holy Communion.
Almighty God, you have made this holy day shine with the brightness of your true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of the newborn King, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and in the last days wake to the brightness of his glory. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God,
you have filled us with the new light of the Word, who became flesh and lived among us. Let the light of our faith shine in all that we do, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. This is the true body.
and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Body and blood strengthen and preserve you. Keep me on the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. body and blood, strengthen and preserve you. Keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen.
We conclude with joy to the world.